Hi there, and welcome to the Purple Glove Organics podcast. I'm your host, Drew. Thanks for stopping by. Today, a follow-up on our zero waste conversation from a couple of days ago. I have had the luxury over the past few days to be in travel status mode, and I've had a chance to listen to a lot of zero waste podcasts and videos on YouTube, and I feel like I'm a little bit more educated on the whole zero waste movement now, and I wanted to just offer a few comments on what I have learned and how I am now very inspired by specifically one person, and I think you know who I'm talking about. Her name is Bea Johnson. She's written the cornerstone book about zero waste, and I fortunately, I don't have the complete title, but I will post something up on the website with some links to her videos as well as her book, which looks to be excellent. Just an incredible story of a family of four doing this and creating more time, creating more money for their family, and I have every intention to go back to my house today and try to implement some of the things that she has done in her own house with her family. One of the things that she talked about that really, really impressed me was just making all of her products and putting everything into these jars so that you can see things in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in closets, so that you really get a sense as to how much stuff you really have. And another thing was just the five R's and really spending time to learn what those are. And let's see if I can remember them off memory here. And the first one is refuse, which is basically what it sounds like. You just don't allow things to come into your house. You refuse them. And then the next R is reduce. The next R is reuse. The next R is recycle. And then the final R is rot. So I spent some time talking about composting, and that is the final R. And she talked about how you need to address those five R's in that specific order. They have a very purposeful order. So refuse is making sure that you don't bring stuff into your house like plastics, like pens at conferences, like freebies that you get out in just wandering about in your daily existence. Don't bring those into your house. Junk mail. Get on do not mail lists. Just very simple things that you can do to just prevent waste from getting into your house and you having to handle it. And then in terms of the reduce portion, it's looking at all the stuff that you have and paring it down. Do you really need 16 different t-shirts for 16 different occasions? Or can you pare that down to a couple of t-shirts and a couple of pants? Those are the things that she talks about. And there's a specific talk that she gave at Google where she really went into detail on every room in her house and how she addresses reducing. So highly recommend checking that out. And again, I will put that on the website. And then the third R is reuse, and I think you can kind of guess where that's going, and I won't belabor those points, but really spending time in thrift shops, reusing. She talked about using eBay as secondhand and slightly used products instead of the instead of getting something new. And then kind of, you know, at this fourth stage now, you should not have to recycle that much. And that's what she talked about, having very few things to throw into the recycling bin. But she still has some. And then the food waste issue and making sure that you compost your rotting materials, your organic materials. So again, very inspiring. I will put something up on the website very soon speaking to that. And again, Purple Glove Organics, we're based in La Selva Beach, California, just south of Santa Cruz. If you're in this area and you would like to talk about how you can address that last R, or really any of the R's, but that's kind of our specialty, is to help you make food waste recycling easy. Again, you can go to the website. I have some links on how you can do that. There's a video that my son Matthew shot, and he is 7, and I love that video. It's a little on the all over the place side, but that's kind of what you expect from a really inquisitive 7-year-old. So check that out. Thank you so much for stopping by. We'll catch you next time. Have a good one. And as always, live intentionally and think intentionally.